In the United States, you had a revolution, you had a war for the creation of the country, and Canada became Canada by consensus.
Whether or not it's because he's Canadian, Bruce Cockburn's music has always reflected his commitment to peace. And his 31st album, Small Source of Comfort, continues down that road with some interesting side trips thrown in. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. In the last 40-some years, Bruce Cockburn has wandered all over the world and written literate, touching, and sometimes dryly funny songs about situations that a lot of musicians would have found far too heavy. Cockburn's music has done a lot of wandering, too. He's written songs about religion, politics, and the hassles of everyday life, and explored world beat, jazz, blues, and rock styles, among others. So it's not surprising that Small Source of Comfort takes inspiration from a lot of sources. These include a trip Bruce took to Afghanistan in 2009, and his travels between San Francisco, Nashville, Ontario, and Brooklyn while making the record. And as Bruce Cockburn told FUV's Claudia Marshall, one of the songs on the new album came from a different place entirely.
I don't usually set out to write about anything in my songs. I kind of wait for an idea and then chase it down. In the case of Call Me Rose, I woke up one morning with almost the whole song intact in my head. And maybe that's happened once or twice before in my life, but you know, when it does happen, you have to take it seriously. It's like, this is the weirdest song I've ever written, but okay, I'm going with it because it's a gift from somewhere. And I've never written most of my songs, as anybody who's been listening over the years knows, are pretty much first person things. So you know, to have myself speaking with the voice of Richard Nixon reincarnated as a single mom living in the projects is like, well, unusual for me.
My name was Richard Nixon, only now I'm a girl. You wouldn't know it, but I used to be the king of the world. Compared to last time, I look like I've hit the skids. Living in the project with my two little kids. Now you have to call me Rose. I was the boss of bosses the last time around. I lived by cunning and ambition unbound.
I don't think there ever were career-related dreams. There were. I just sort of
you stumbled into it like all of
well,
us.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, I definitely knew I wanted to play music. When it was time to go to some institution of higher education, and my parents were quite insistent that I do that at the end of high school, Berkeley in Boston was the only thing I could imagine doing. And luckily for me, they went with that, and I ended up going to Berkeley. I dropped out after a year and a half or so, but it was a significant experience for me, being there, not just the school, which was good, but also the being surrounded by music that much, 24 hours a day for a couple of years. But I dropped out of there. I knew I was going to be a guitar player, but I had no idea that I wouldn't end up being a guitar player in the subway. You know, you don't know where it's going to go.
Across the border, laughing, never know what to expect. They wanted to know what church I'm in, what things I collect. They're trying to plug holes in the hull while flames eat up the deck. The captain and his crew don't seem to get the disconnect. Passing through the iris of the world. Passing through the iris of the world. Shoulder. The paint will likely outlive both the feeling and the holder. In the age of global warming, when all things are growing colder, it's beautiful the writer opened up his heart and told her. Passing through the iris of the world.
Bruce Cockburn live with The Iris of the World. We also heard Call Me Rose from the new album Small Source of Comfort. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. To hear the complete interview and performance, visit the online archives at WFUV.org.